It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Restaurant workers in more than a dozen Colorado counties are preparing for another shutdown Friday and more economic hardship. Catherine Clements has worked at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Arapahoe County for years. She says she's terrified about what she'll do to make ends meet if she loses her job.
This is my house and my car and my food, and I can't do anything but hope that other people understand the seriousness of the situation I and millions of other people are in.
Although Clements could lose her job because of the restrictions, she says she supports them because of the sharp increase in COVID-19 infections. She hopes the state and federal government provide economic relief soon. At the U.S. Air Force Academy, a campus lockdown is meant to stop a coronavirus surge among cadets and staff. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more.
Cadets are largely isolated to dorm rooms, asked only to physically interact with roommates until a coronavirus wave is brought under control. Classes have been moved entirely online. The cadets will get Thanksgiving off, but will remain on campus. Their Thanksgiving break has otherwise been canceled. The Academy expects to continue the isolation until the start of its winter break in mid-December. That is, unless the infection trend improves sooner. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Ken Buck will not seek a second term as the head of the state's Republican Party. Buck has served as chairman since 2019. The party suffered a major setback in this fall's election. The defeat of Senator Cory Gardner leaves Colorado Republicans without a single statewide office holder. The party will choose a new chair next spring. That person will lead them through the 2022 election. In January, Ken Buck will start his fourth term in Congress. Colorado weather is turning cooler with rain and snow in the forecast for Friday and Saturday. Snow in the mountains, rain and snow along the Front Range. Highs today near 70 in Denver. This is CPR News.